everybody! This is Destructo Boxcast, episode number 7. This is Joey Reinisch, co-creator of Destructo Box. Over in Chicago is Phil.
Hey, guys.
McLaughlin.
McLaffy Taffy.
I think it's kind of funny that we kind of still don't know how to say each other's last name.
I know how to say your name. I just choose to mispronounce it.
Okay.
To keep you on your toes.
It's McReinchich.
There's no MC in that.
Kyle, you're not introed yet. You can't talk yet.
I can join into the banter at
no,
my discretion.
No banter for you.
Shut up. Well, in the studio in LA, studio meaning my apartment, sitting directly across from me, about 3 feet from my face.
Wait, before we do this, what? I thought you didn't live in a studio apartment anymore.
No, it's an apartment that's a studio. I told you that.
Not
that's
a studio apartment.
Joey moved to an art community.
Hey, who is that?
I don't know yet. He hasn't been introed yet. He's
if you can intro me, I can tell you about all the nudity.
Hang on.
Happening.
I just want to talk about the sign that I made that says Joey's Studio, and no one's taking it seriously.
Joey Studios,
and I do all my important works here, and no one takes it like a serious art thing.
Do you have an on-air light?
No. I have an exit sign that's not plugged in.
Uh-huh.
You gotta get up to fire code first.
He just throws a cat at you, and we just start.
You are not introed yet.
Come on!
We're not gonna intro you to the last
great.
Segment.
Good. Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna get in this.
All right, directly across from me is our good friend Kyle McVeigh. Say hello, Kyle.
Hey, everybody. Good to talk to you.
Well, now that sounds a little bit more sociable and normal.
This is gonna be really nice.
Yeah.
Everything up to this together. Point has been just unnecessary, and frankly, is gonna get edited out.
The show at this point is 10 seconds long.
I can
long.
Agree with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what direction this whole thing's going to take, but I'll say this. If you like FDR fireside chats, I'd imagine you're going to like this. This is going to be really nice.
Kyle has done
Kyle's
several...
setting things on fire at Joey's
so
studio.
He can prepare for Studios. Joey Studios does not appreciate you setting everything on fire.
I haven't set anything on fire
yet.
Well,
maybe if you got everything up to fire code.
Well, that's what the exit light was for.
There are loose wires and loose women all over the place.
My electricity is powered by pouring water on everything. That doesn't make any sense. So Kyle has done several voices for us. No one that you'd probably know as a character or could recall.
Absolutely zero.
No recurring characters for
Kyle.
No
recurring characters.
No, not a one. Technically one recurring one, but no one watched the show in college, so I guess it doesn't really matter.
It'll be recurring later, but probably.
I didn't have recurring characters in college.
The pitch man obviously carried over from college. The whole point is that I have been pigeonholed as a bit part character actor. You can't even say character actor. They're barely characters.
Bit
I don't even know what they are.
Actor.
The bit characters.
We can call you a bit specialist.
Well, ooh, I like that.
Well, all right. Well,
so we were talking yesterday. I was saying that it would have been awesome if every time we had a bit character, we had Kyle come all the way up here to record it. So, like, the ones that you and I do that are just one line, we should have just had Kyle come in and do all those.
But at different days.
Just in my same voice. And yes, obviously inconvenience me as much as possible.
So actually, Kyle has done the voice of... He was the fly guy in the Crime Fighting Spiders with Boners episode from Glotion.
So when we do the spinoff, that'll be nice.
Well, your guy got arrested. He'll be recast. Yeah. And then he was the Explosive Magico... not at all racist announcer from both time. Was it in Time Battles or am I making that up?
I don't know.
Time Battles.
Yeah.
Time battles. Well as the Glow Dog commercial, which is another Explosive Magical announcer part, and Glotion.
So, Kyle, tell us about your Asian heritage.
The funny thing is that we have plenty of Asian friends who sound exactly like that. And we just didn't cast them.
I think you really sell the rich history, though.
Yeah, no, I appreciate what the Asian people have done.
I mean, Koreatown is just a short hop, skip, and a jump away from...
Oh, I love K-Town. My character was not Korean, though, so that's racist of you to say.
They all sound the same.
We got to jump into this whole thing. Yeah, it only took, 5 minutes of unedited audio to get into that.
It's literally in the show notes. I'm looking at it right now. Straight into racism. That is number two.
Proceed.
Speaking of racism, did you guys participate in African American Friday?
I don't even know what that is.
Black Friday?
Is that Martin Luther King Day?
You're not supposed to call it Black Friday. African-American Friday.
Yeah. Black people couldn't give the Indians one day without coming right back.
I'm all about Red Man Wednesday, which is next week.
Red Man Wednesday?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what that is.
We don't really do anything. It just is offensive. Mostly.
The whole point of the holiday is to be offensive.
I thought you were talking.
You just go on long hikes to nowhere.
We're getting into the Wu-Tang.
Ooh. Oh, no, but we can get in the Wu-Tang. No, later. Later. Later.
It's too early.
Later.
So you were meaning like red man, like an Indian person.
Yeah, I was thinking the Native American, if we're going to go back to the PC. But yeah, I was thinking red man, red skin, football team, offensive people.
Is red man Native American?
I believe so. Yeah, that's been my understanding. I'm Native American. I just like to throw everyone out there. I am part Native American. I don't know what percentage. But I tan very well.
Did you get a scholarship?
No, but I kind of fucked up. I should have seen what was going on there. I don't think I could have got one. Maybe I could have.
You guys talking about rap?
No. We're talking, about
college
scholarships. What the?
I got one because I was white.
Well, that goes without saying. That's just how it works.
You mean they let you in?
What? I wrote an essay on how unfair it was that there were all these minority scholarships, and I didn't have any money. Just because I'm not a minority, I still want to go to college. And I got a scholarship because of that.
I was the only
white guy accepting a scholarship at that awards ceremony.
That's awesome. So you got a scholarship through the Hillel Center.
Yeah, white guilt.
Yeah, that's so nice. Well, that's going to be cut out. So anyway.
No, well, I'm glad we got that. That's like rich background character story.
We got into the big character thing. I pigeonholed myself years ago in college. Speaking of college, because the first Disrupto Box ever, I played a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
But that was a really good dog.
And then from there
the dog
on...
That was the name of the episode. You had, like, the titular character.
All I did was back.
All right.
Back.
I'm not going to talk about it too much, because no one's ever going to see that episode.
No, I'm just saying. I did this to myself.
All right,
I'm
trying
to say.
That's our nice intro banter is out of the way. Let's segue right into news.
News!
All right, so first item on the news. Since we just did a box cast about 2 weeks ago, we don't really have a whole lot of DB show news. I know, Phil, did you have anything that's not on this list that's actually DB related? Because I don't.
Nothing new.
It's still a show and a cartoon that people can watch.
They can also like it.
So let's go into these pressing subjects here. I found out as of a couple weeks ago that when I blow my nose, air comes out my eye now.
Fantastic.
And
are you an X-Men?
I have the worst X-Men power ever. So I guess this is part of getting old, but yeah, I can blow bubbles with my tears in my eye now. I showed Kyle. I made Kyle watch.
It's horrifying. It bubbles like a fucking tar pit. It's horrifying. I think it's funny that like as you get older, apparently just... air finds more ways to escape out of you via every orifice.
Pretty much. It's my eye vents.
Pretty soon you're just going to be a cartoon character and just steam will come out of your ears, perhaps your nostrils.
So when you're feeling really emo and just crying and blowing your nose and it's just, you know, constant shooting out of your face.
The sound of me crying now is me percolating in the other room.
Just sounds like some man gargling upstairs.
So, yeah, that happens now. So, kids, you can look forward to air coming out of your eye when you get older. I texted my parents. I was like, you didn't tell me growing old was hilarious.
So funny.
And they're like, it just gets worse. So just
you just start shitting yourself all the time, eventually.
That's a little more tame than when I asked my mom if it was normal to have blood in my stool.
Is it? Wait. Is it?
I guess there's this thing called fissures.
Absolutely.
And they happen.
They certainly easily.
Yeah, that's a very sensitive area.
And once it starts, it's, you know, hard for it to heal up.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it gets a workout like mine does.
I was purposely not saying anything.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to see how much knowledge we could gain.
Especially when it gets a workout.
Yeah.
Like mine does.
Good. I mean, I eat a lot of Chipotle burrito bowls.
Sure.
Of course. That constitutes a workout.
I thought those were salads. Aren't those the Chipotle salads?
Well, that's the pre-workout. And then about 4 hours later, it really feel the burn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, well, you get some anal knowledge fissures. This episode, too. All right, I'm changing the name.
This episode just got a name. Yeah.
Anal Fissures, the episode. All right, next item.
Rock hard.
The Muppet Movie is really good, everybody. That's your news this episode.
Movie reviews with Joey Reiner.
The Muppet Movie is fucking great. I can't really go into details. Kyle and I saw it, but Phil has yet to see it.
I wasn't invited. To go with them.
Well, I mean, it would have taken you 3 days to get here. So.
Also, if you were here, you weren't invited. So
it was also good.
Well,
to
I don't
see
get invited to anything anymore. It would feel nice, awkward, even though it's a plane ride away.
I'm gonna start inviting you to everything.
Well, that'd be great.
Sure, I will.
Good. Get ready.
I didn't even get invited
to
Thanksgiving this year. I used to make the turkey every year, and I don't even get invited anymore.
Well, Arnie deep fried one, so.
Yeah,
I think we traded it up. Which that's the first time I've ever had deep fried turkey.
Where do you pay a guy to deep fry a turkey?
You just know
Skid Row.
He knows a guy.
He just knows. I know a deep fry guy.
I know a deep fry guy.
If there's anybody who would know a deep fry guy, it
absolutely
would be him. Come on.
Well, in LA.
Yeah. Well, sure. Just anywhere.
I mean, I know plenty of deep fry people in the Midwest, all over.
So anyway, the Muppet Movie is awesome. It was great to see the theater was full, and I really hope somehow there become a new Muppet TV show. My cat is freaking out over.
Highly suggest everyone go sees it. Yeah. And they even put a Toy Story short in front of it, which was completely unnecessary
and awesome
and fantastic.
So I'm sure there'll be more Muppet stuff to come, but as of right now, after this is over, I'm gonna go buy some Muppet things just because I feel like I have to.
Well, that's weird.
Are you going to buy a replica Muppet?
I want one. I've been wanting one. I've had a Kermit sitting on my desk for about a year and a half.
I don't see one.
Well, not here. Which at work.
Oh.
So they know I'm cool. They know I'm cool. If
you don't work on this full time?
No.
Jesus. What are they doing to you?
I did stumble across a puppet of a testicle that I made earlier.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, me and Phil and I took it upon ourselves to build some puppets once.
We went through a puppet phase.
He finished his, and it was a testicle. Mine looked like a green, I don't know, it looked like an STD, mostly.
I didn't make one because I didn't want to embarrass them with how good mine was.
It would have been awful.
You didn't make one because you weren't bonding with us.
Yeah, no, that's true. That was when you guys didn't invite me to stuff.
I lived with you. You were invited
to
everything.
That's what made it so much worse.
I let you know when I took shits. What are you talking about?
So yeah, Kyle and I lived together, full disclosure, when we first moved to LA.
Yeah.
And then my...
Me and your wife.
My brand new wife.
Kimberly.
At that time.
Beautiful.
I waited till they were married for a while before I moved in with them.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you did. Turns out everyone has lived with me at some point.
Everyone on this podcast has lived with Joey at some point.
Pretty easy to live with, I think.
Eh.
Until you get in my way. Yeah?
Yeah,
all right.
Good.
Last item. Not so much a news story as a follow-up to last episode. Since Phil did such a good job editing it, I'm sure it's more difficult to say. But I officially found out how much whiskey is too much whiskey for a box cast. I think the first cut of last episode was an hour and 40 some minutes. Jesus. And ended up being an hour and 13. So the drinking, I'm scaling it back a little bit. We're drinking now, and it's 11:30 start time. So
well, it's noon now.
Well,
ish.
All right. Well,
we're fine.
Cap's coming off, but I'm gonna slow down. Let's do a glass every two segments.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good rate to be going around. Phil, what are you drinking today?
A nice tall glass of ice water.
God, you suck. I can't believe you're like this.
Is that what you say, but it's actually vodka or something? Hey?
I mean, if you point out the truth behind it, then it sort of makes my lie pointless.
All right.
Woo! Oh, good stuff, guys.
So, yeah, that's all the news we have this week. I don't really have anything else, so news.
News!
News!
News! those.
It's the side effect, I guess, of doing more of these. We just don't have a lot to talk about. Hey. We're still working on episodes. Hey.
Need to make some more bits.
More bits?
Bits.
Tasty bits.
You write some words and then put in some bits.
Mostly bits.
Kyle wants us to put words in his mouth.
I want you to do more than that.
Oh, God.
Go into detail.
So please, many, we're so many dicks.
Oh, can we discuss your method for making me act in your...
Oh, sure, yeah. So
I think that's a good way to... I think that's a good... I don't know what you would add that to in terms of the show.
No, well, it's a good... It's,
can we just talk
we'll
about
just call
now?
It another extra bit, just like we learned about fissures. We'll learn about how to do, you know, how to teach people...
How we record. What's the recording process?
Yeah, exactly. So
is this the Brett method?
Yeah, the
Brett method.
We discovered this with our buddy Brett, who you may remember as Brett from Penal Pals and
Lovely
Bum
man.
Nuts. He's a great, great fellow. But... We found out it is best to have someone, if they need to kind of have energy in their voice or be really excited, to have them air jack off two dicks at the same time.
Or four or five.
Or, yeah, you know, you bounce from one to one. But if you do that while they're recording, then it really amps up the intensity in their performance. It really dials it in. Actually, we could play the take. This is from Game Program Attack, the show we mentioned a couple episodes ago. Kyle was one of the voices in the pilot audio. We could play the full take. Phil, do you want to...
It's horrifying.
Play the full take of that?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. I'd just like to say that method works fantastic, mostly because I don't know when to stop jerking things off.
Yeah, I remember at the end of it, you're like, I didn't know when to stop. I thought I would be rude if I stopped.
If I didn't finish everyone, I didn't think it would be
There's
proper.
There's usually a pretty obvious stopping point, I feel like.
Because it all kind of tapers off. Just,
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I was super sad when I was done. But I thought we had a great take.
It was a great take. It's actually the one that's still in the episode.
I knew we had a great take, but I was super depressed.
So in this audio, you can just picture Kyle doing that.
Just jerking off everything. Let's, ferociously.
Let's listen to that.
All right, now I'm going to break out the technique. You ready for this?
Yes.
While you're doing this line,
yes.
Jack off two invisible dicks around you while you're screaming. Because that works. All right, whenever you're ready. Up in the air.
Yell.
Up in the yeah.
Just kidding.
While you're screaming.
Stupid. Do you want to shoot behind the scenes as I help?
No, just go ahead. I won't even do it. This is just for you.
Why will this even?
This is just for the Actors Studio. If you do.
All right. God damn it! I hope 10 years from now you're directing people to do voices like this. I mean, it's like, and now you're jerking off a line of dicks. You're circus sealing dicks.
You can focus on one over here, but just keep them.
I can look at one. Yeah, but yeah. I gotta keep all of them going.
Exactly. So, all right, whenever you're ready.
Sure, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I've seen porn. A lot. Anyway.
Jack off
so you want me to do this without the foam?
Yeah.
All right.
Be back from the mic. More
yeah,
than
all least. Right. Well, I'll move back literally across the room. Okay. All right. As far as I can. All right.
I won't even look at you. This is just for you.
Okay.
So you gotta do it. I'll be able to tell.
I'll do it. That's fine. I'll be able to tell if you're not.
Yeah.
All right. Mine, I call dibs, it's mine! Fuck all of you! Die in a fire, this is for me! I brought it, this is what God meant for me to have! This is a box for me! This has magic in it, sent from Merlin's breast! He's fucking melted out of his teeth, I think, I don't know! Where did it come from? I don't get it! Oh my god, it's a giant cat! I think, I don't know! I don't understand! I'm not a God-fearing man! I don't get it! Oh my god! Oh Jesus Christ! Oh god! Oh Jesus! Jesus! With a slide!
I was just gonna say, I've seen professionals.
I've seen ADR loop groups. They do not jerk off the air. And they should. They absolutely, they're like doing police radio chatter, and they should be jerking off all the dicks.
Well, it keeps people honest, too. I mean,
absolutely.
You, there's an element of shame to it that I think makes it a little more real.
Sure. It does. Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to highly recommend, I'm very close with our, with my ADR supervisor. I think I'm going to recommend it to her.
Testing. Great.
That might also be a sexual harassment suit, but.
But you could also reinvent the ADR.
I could change the game. So, yeah. I could change the game. Not a big deal. All right, well.
That was nice.
That was really nice.
So, just sharing a little more knowledge with you guys. So,
how about for this next segment, we all employ this voice acting technique?
Perfect.
Good point.
All right, so as you listen to the next segment, just know that we are going to be using this new technique we just described to you guys. This is negative comment theater.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
I'm fucking tired of fucking Thanksgiving American shit. Just fucking get past this. Fuck off everything fucking Thanksgiving. Fucking stop spamming my subscription box with lame American shit.
This is the same fucking video from Zombie Apocalypse, but dressed different in different audio of them talking. Angry, scowling face, I expect more from you.
I would have been fine being Rickrolled, but this is a sweaty ball sack to the face. I hate all of you.
Lazy ass, that was from Halloween.
Dissatisfied, lazy ass, that was from Halloween.
Waste of my fucking life. This is
so gay.
WTF, this isn't even funny. You guys suck. Go fucking duck sideways, fucktards.
Yeah. Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative comment theater.
I'm sure you could tell from the extra energy in negative comment theater that we implied the new technique.
Negative comment theater, dick sucking edition.
No, it's airjack.
Airjack.
Mm.
We also did the a sucking method. Noise, though. We can we call it the Brett method? Oh, thank God, it's his namesake.
That's also a title for
the Brett episode, method.
Absolutely,
the Brett method.
Save it for when Brett's on.
The Brett.
Brett's going to be doing that the entire time he's on.
Absolutely.
If he's not, we'll have to start over, cut and retake.
Oh, that's gonna be sexy.
All right, well, should we just keep moving it along?
Yeah, let's keep going. Pass that banter.
This Phil, do you have any banter for in between these segments?
I've got so much banter. I'm just spreading it on pieces of toast and eating it,
brimming with banter.
You can just say no.
Ooh, alliteration, guys. Brimming with banter.
Brimming with banter. All right, well, let's keep.
What's alliteration?
It's like Alan's amazing asshole, or...
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Also a good potential title name.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's just very pleasing to the ears.
All right.
Alan's asshole is very pleasing to the ears.
Ooh, stop.
All right, as host this week, Phil's I feel it is my responsibility pillar. To push past what
Phil's
we were talking
fellating
about.
Pillar. That's a P. That's a P with an F.
All right, guys.
Pee again.
We're going into
yeah, comment. But the all it's the sound of it. It's not the actual.
Yeah, no. It's all letter. About. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's all about the sound that it makes. Up.
So, like, if you said Phil's penis or something, that's not a.
No, that doesn't. Really, though I did throw a pillar at the end, so I guess that doesn't really work, does it?
Hmm. I'm
this
fine
has
over
been
here.
Grammar Corner.
Yeah, I'm fine over here. I'm drinking. So
wow, we're really getting some good new segments in here. Grammar
hey,
Corner.
Kyle.
Yes,
Kyle. Next up on Grammar Corner, what's a gerund?
I have no idea.
Phil just made that word up.
Yeah. I am actually not sure what a gerund is. I know how to spell it.
It's a verb ending in ing used as a noun.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Hey, guys. Hey, Phil.
Hey.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
commentary.
Talking about episodes. Episode commentary.
Haha, I snuck that in there. Did you see? I was so smooth.
That was really good. Yeah. You should be on professional radio.
We tried that earlier. It didn't go really well. Turns out when I go to professional radio mode, I just start talking with a gravelly voice and then playing sound effects.
I like that. We'll do that later.
Will we now?
Welcome to...
You guys can play pretend professional radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PFFFFFFFT. The...
Whoa!
Whoa!
Are you guys riding the toilet wave?
Yeah. Yes. My nickname. That totally just derailed me. Great.
Right. You're here with Jelly and the Cougar. Oh, peeking some sound.
All right. Commentary this week in honor of Kyle's presence and the most recording he's done in an episode. We're going to watch Glotion Sickness. So everybody fire up youtube.com/mondomedia. Click the Destructo Box link at the top of the page, which has all our shorts in some sort of order. Not release order. But find Glotion Sickness.
Yes.
Click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
get weird with it.
Watch the ad.
We about to go gorillas on this commentary.
Watch the ad and then purchase whatever it's selling. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But you don't have to purchase it. Just click through and...
You should probably buy it.
No.
I would buy it.
I mean, that doesn't do anything for us.
I have noticed...
You just click on the ad itself.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
I know at night when I'm watching episodes just to check on the comments and everything.
Sure.
YouTube ads now, about 20 times louder than the actual video. I've scared the shit out of myself multiple times with the Gunstringer ad or whatever it is that's on there now.
I don't know what that is.
It's an Xbox game.
Don't play it.
Whatever.
I imagine you shouldn't play that game. It sounds awful.
Gunstringer. All right, guys. At the sound of the honk, we are going to click play. So everybody ready? Phil, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let us watch Glotion. Mondo Mini Show.
Yay. This is good.
All those spoilers in the first title card.
Yeah, well done, guys.
Sorry about that. I didn't know what else to do.
I don't really care.
MSG food straight from box lunch.
To go. They need a new television, I think.
I think so, too.
This is me just speaking with my nose clamped. That's about it.
And that's me speaking like my mouth is full of wet washcloth.
I'm pretty sure Joey made me say cock at least 50 times.
That was just for me at that point. I didn't really care.
So you get a double dose of me up front. It's real me heavy at the very beginning, and the rest of
is... the best visual effects of the entire series.
Yeah, this is good, though.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I think Kyle had more lines than me this episode.
Super racist in that, though. I'm going to be honest. And the worst thing is...
Yeah, at one time that was our actual PO box, but we stopped paying for it
because
no one sent anything.
The one thing I do like is technically I am the official voice of the company.
You are.
Technically.
Explosive Magico is the company that produces Destructobox.
I like how you wrote dog on the dog to make sure people knew what it is.
It could have been a really poor Garfield.
I thought it was a nice touch.
I guess.
You know, just...
By the way, Alex did a phenomenal job on the music for this. Redo of this.
New music for the Mondo version.
Way trippier.
I would also like to say, all this trippiness in the sequence, this is all Phil in editing. I just gave him a bunch of stuff and said, hey, Phil, make this look weird. So
it's the longest it took to do any segment in Destructobox.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I remember calling you because I found something that glue in the... Later, after the show, this had been released, I found some glow-in-the-dark cream or something.
Mm.
Remember I texted you?
Picture? Yeah. Did you buy some?
No, I didn't.
Oh. That's too bad. Can I just say
it wasn't a lotion. It was just like a gel.
Can I just say that one of my favorite comments ever when people have just found the show and they don't understand why Phil doesn't have nipples? And it's hilarious.
It's the very first thing we ever did. We still call back to it. I think it's like one of the only main running jokes.
It's so good.
Yeah, we like disregard every other major thing.
But there's
in the
so many. That's like
for Phil's nibbles.
If you ever have Phil shirtless, everyone's always like, "What the fuck? What's the deal with his omelet nips?"
So that was Glowy. We heard for about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Is Glowy
Joey
coming back?
Is Glowy.
I think he should come back.
He could.
Also, that is Joey's
weird... I really want him
weird...
to host the, like, a running Halloween episode.
Right. Like that's not a bad idea. That's a good idea.
We'll watch all those other episodes. Yeah, we'd like Glowy to come back. I think we've had a couple dark scenes since then, but, you know.
I do like...
He's gone somewhere.
I do like
how Lintrap doesn't have a... doesn't have the link around it.
Lintrap is terrifying.
Commentary!
Talking about episodes. Episode commentary.
You want to come out of commentary?
Karma Chameleon?
I just I was recording that, so I you know, I thought that was really good.
Man, you like Joey loves that Karma Chameleon song.
How many times do you make Karma Chameleon jokes?
They have yet to make it in a fucking episode.
Yeah, every
I make. Five
I'm just stringing them all out together.
It's just 20 minutes of me going come.
Just every time there's a word that begins with a hard C or a K.
Solid K, hard C.
He just repeats it like 4 or 5 times.
I can't fault him.
Yeah, well,
it's a great joke.
It's so easy.
Great joke.
Jokes, right?
Jigga jigga jokes. That's what this whole thing is. Just jokes.
Just jokes.
Just right. jokes. Let's see where we alliteration. Are.
Oh, let's not do that again. That. Right? I'm gonna keep making toilet flush sounds.
Grammar Corner. What, are we getting rid of Grammar Corner?
Grammar Corner.
We need a grandmother to do Grammar Corner. So
I would
grandma's
love that. That would be
corner.
Great.
That's
hello.
It. We're not gonna do Grammar Corner.
Hey, I like that character.
Do you want me to pitch Grammar Corner Granny?
We should do a whole episode dedicated to Grandma's Grammar Corner.
You guys this I know this is gonna seem like kind of a weird time to bring this up, but I quit.
Okay, good.
All right, hey Kyle, I have this new show idea.
What?
It's called Grandma's Grammar Corner.
I'm down with that.
I think we need to write up this pitch to Rondo. They're accepting pitches now.
I heard that, and I think they'll accept it. Ugh. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. You got it.
Man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, if it's not going to be its own show, I think that Grandma's Grammar Corner should. I mean, like, I like that character. I think we need to at least get that into a Destructobox episode.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do that.
Oh, come on!
It's actually kind of funny that you guys bring up characters because I brought a couple to pitch you.
Oh,
that I think would work out for the show. I'm just saying, I'm kind of tired of being pitch man.
Is this for Grandma's Grammar Corner or for Destructobox?
No. This is just Destructobox in general. It could go to Grandma's Grandma Corner.
You have pitches of characters.
I have 4 to 5.
Oh, okay.
That I have.
Oh, you wrote them down. Everything. Okay,
I wrote
great.
Them down on my iPhone.
This is not in the show notes, but
no.
I guess we can
listen. Right. I don't want to blindside you guys with this, but
kind of putting us in a weird spot here.
It's not weird at all. If you guys don't like them, you can mostly fuck off. But
you just like want recorded evidence of these pitches.
I would like to do that. Okay, so let's just get started. I got 5 to get through.
Okay, great.
You could add a couple more because we can improv a little bit.
we don't.
The
do
first
that.
One.
We could take these characters for a walk. If you will.
The first one is. Do they have last names?
No.
Everyone. Wayne Box, which is Joey's dad, who always speaks like he's in a Christmas carol. Joey's dad. Who always speaks like he's in a Christmas carol.
Wayne Box.
Is there... Do you have...
Hello, everyone. What day is it? What day is it here? Anyone else? Someone want to tell me what day it is?
It's Small Business Saturday.
No, it's Christmas. It's Christmas Day. Okay, go find me a ham.
Does he talk like this even when it's like August?
Yeah, absolutely. Does he always think it's Christmas?
Christmas?
Yes, he always thinks he's in a Christmas. It's always at the tail end of a Christmas. I should have specified, always at the exact moment, at the end of Christmas Carol when he's asking what day it is. It's. I know it's a little heady. All right. Well, let's move on. That's not a big deal. Okay, I got another one.
Okay,
It is Carl Box. Okay, which actually sounds like something I would eat from Carl's Jr. Absolutely.
Box isn't
which,
the last name of all.
Carl Box is Phil's dad, who always speaks like a Monty Python character.
Hello, everyone! How are you? I'm Phil's dad. I am divorced from his mother. because she hated my voice. How are you today? Phil, how are you? How are your nipples?
You know, I haven't seen them in a while, actually.
This isn't awkward at all.
It's not,
I'm, you know, here, it's for
surprisingly,
Christmas.
I feel like I am talking to my father.
Good.
Phil, are you comfortable with the idea of Phil coming from?
Kyle's super talented, and thank I want to hear Wayne Box and Carl Box have you know, like a 2 or 3 line exchange.
Well, I have another. All right. Well, if you want to do that,
I want to hear the dads talking. Let's just get in the scene a little bit here.
Okay, let's do this. When are they meeting? Give me a scene. Are they meeting?
It's Thanksgiving.
Maybe they're for the holiday. Okay.
It's Thanksgiving.
Let's go Thanksgiving.
Joey and Phil have their parents over to eat with them, even though they are not a couple. This is just how it happens. So, what is it? Wayne and Carl?
Wayne and Carl.
Wayne and Carl. Yeah.
Wayne Box, Carl Box.
So, Joey, you and I will kick off the scene as Joey and Phil.
That sounds good.
And then
good.
We'll give way to Carl and Wayne.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll go first. All right. Phil, this turkey we cooked together is really good, even though we are definitely not a couple.
I know, right? It's so tasty.
What do you think, Dad?
What day is it?
I don't know. I think it's Thanksgiving.
Are you sure it's not Christmas?
Yes, I'm quite certain.
You have no idea, ma'am. Sir, ma'am, why do you talk like a lady?
I'm not entirely sure. I actually had my testicles shown off. Once, in a meat grinder accident, we don't have to talk about it much. I don't know why it's an issue.
Well, actually, ma'am, it's actually very disturbing and distracting. What do you think, Joey and Phil, as I say both of your names?
I think this cranberry sauce is to die for.
It is! I made it myself!
Oh, did you now, ma'am?
Sir! I am a sir!
Ma'am?
Sir!
Ma'am?
Sir!
So that's how that would go.
And
so I'd like to move on to Free Clinic Doctor who spans time and space assessing embarrassing illnesses for free.
Okay. I hate this already.
Hold on.
All right.
Professional.
I won't look at you.
Hello, Phil. How are you doing? I've come
in
my magic space booth that is not at all a police box. And I would like to... I heard that you had an issue with your sexual organs. That sounds like an Australian.
One of my testicles is sort of sore. I don't know why.
He keeps showing it to me. It's really weird.
All right, well, let's take a look. Use the unzip noise, you dick.
Oh, sorry.
My God! It is the size of a watermelon. Perhaps we should drain it.
Just the one.
Well, yes, that's what I said. It is it singular. Let me drain it with this.
I don't like watermelon juice.
All right, well, don't worry about it. I'll use my mouth.
Okay, so we'll move on from there.
I don't know if there's a lot of instances where we could get Dr. Free Clinic Doctor Who.
I mean,
in the show.
He could be Doctor What? Or
Doctor Come
Again.
It's pretty
similar to my, Doctor Who's on First.
Doctor Who's on First.
episode.
Doctor What'd You Say?
Doctor What You May Call It. Doctor...
Right. That's good, all right.
I don't know if you noticed, there's a pattern. next... I have Juan, the sexual offender pinata.
All right.
Yes. Hit me, children. Hit me harder. Oh, yes. Hit me so hard with your stick in my face. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is... Oh, my God. You have broken me. Yes, children, eat. Eat of me. Eat of my insides. Yes, eat the Smarties. Eat them with your mouths. Crunch them between your tiny teeth. Yes.
All right, so...
Actually, that one is probably my favorite so far. Despite me not saying anything during that, I think that I can see that happening.
I set the scene, so you didn't have to say anything.
It got really whispery, so I don't know what happened for the last 10 seconds.
Oh, well, I could see that. Just eating Smarties. The last thing is just a voice that I really like.
There's no name for the...
No, I mean, character basis really or anything?
I'm going to have to really move back from the mic.
Okay.
Hello, Joey! I'm your next-door neighbor, Rye! How are you? Talk to me!
Hey, Joey, who's at the door?
It sounds like that Ray guy who keeps thinking we're friends.
Joey and Phil, you need to help! My parents are coming over, and they're so angry!
Phil.
Also, my wife is a bitch!
Phil, I hate
That's great,
Ray.
Actually, because our dads are here. They can hang out with your parents.
Hey, what's going on at the door here?
Hey, Dad, there's a guy named Ray at the door. You should talk
Ray,
to him.
Ray, hey, Ray, what day is it?
I don't know. I think it's Thanksgiving.
Hey, Dad, come meet Ray.
Phil's dad,
oh
Ray.
Oh, my God. What? Ray? I have a friend named Ray.
Oh, my God.
So does
God.
Joey.
Oh.
Phil, this is crazy. There's so many people in our apartment. They should all sing a carol together.
I know, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not really sure about... I am constantly in the Christmas carol, so yes, I suppose I should know one or two. Oh, holy night.
I hate this song. Can we talk? Can we sing Silent Night?
Shut up, you insufferable bitch.
I'm a man.
You're a bitch.
Phil, your doctor's here. He came to give you important news.
Good. Hey, he works on the holidays. That's amazing.
He does. That's a very nice doctor.
There are no holidays for Dr. Whatchamacallit. I'm also Australian, so don't worry about it. Hello, Phil. I just learned that your testicles is space testicular cancer. It's horrifying.
There's oh no, Dad, little... did you know that runs in the family?
I did not know that. I can't believe it.
Doctor, will you check out my dad's testicles?
I will check out your father's, or your mom. Are you sure that's not your mom? Are you
it's,
sure?
No, it's my testicles? Dad.
He speaks a lot like a...
I am not a woman! Do not let the dress off-put you! I am a lovely man!
She is horrifying.
Phil, he's been wearing it since his testicle is so swollen.
I don't
swollen.
Understand what's going on!
Hey, Ray, go get your parents. I want to meet them.
What? I don't... They're not here yet, and also they live across the hallway... So you could go there by yourselves in a separate episode.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Phil, this is great. We've never had this much company for a dinner before. This is awesome.
Well, where's if you Julie? Haven't invited you come me, over I'd too. Fucking come all the time, you wankers.
I feel
was that
about all
was
that
my dad's impression of your dad, Joey?
No,
that was your father, Phil.
Phil, your dad starts
Wayne.
To, your father starts to sound
my dad's name
girlier.
Is Carl.
My name is Wayne.
I thought my dad's name was Carl.
No, Phil's dad's name is Carl.
Oh.
Yes. What? Hello. Oh, this is falling apart.
I know. I can't believe it. This is awful. I'm the doctor. I sound an Australian. Perhaps we could end this scene. I don't see... An end in sight.
I know, I don't. I think this is going on for a good 7 minutes, and I don't know how to end it.
All right, that I think we can end it now.
It started to sound like Kermit at the end.
Yeah, sold. That's my impression of Joey.
The point is, take your pick.
Okay, that's a bunch of good stuff to sleep on. I think, Phil, we could probably just steal all those and cut this out of the show.
I think we just... That's the really? Audio for our next episode.
Really? You're going to cut that?
So much for recording. We're just going to animate all of that.
I would love to see a fan video of that scene.
I actually approve of that.
That scene happening? Yeah.
If anyone would like to take the time to animate a fan video of that, please steal the audio.
No one's going to animate
Joey, make the audio available.
Okay.
Joey.
Okay, we can do that. We can do that.
So, Kyle, I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
Were you jacking off air dicks?
No, I wasn't. Which I think is most of the issue with that whole performance. I was trying to pitch you. I was trying to be professional. And oddly enough, I'm Midwestern enough that I think jerking off dicks is not professional.
Well, you're an LA kid.
That's a good point. I'm going to jerk off everyone.
Can't get to the top.
Gotta keep working, guys. Gotta keep working. Gotta work the mouth.
Also, speaking of working.
Yes?
How about we check out some of those voicemails?
We're either out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
Alright, so I just want to be clear that despite how well the character pitch segment went, It went really well. I do not want to set a precedent.
Really, really well.
For every Kyle may have gotten a deal with us, but that's fine.
That's why we
negotiated a contract, and he's making a lot of money, but we don't want other people doing that.
We don't want to set a precedent of thinking every guest coming on can pitch us.
Let's be perfectly honest.
We are not going to Obama it.
Okay.
Well, that was racist.
President? We're not setting precedents.
Well, let's go back to
grammar. I thought we were talking about your other podcast.
Let's go back to Granny's Grammar Corner and talk about what precedence means.
It's Grandma's Grammar Corner.
I thought it was Granny's Grammar Corner.
You guys can't even remember the name of your shitty fake show.
I like Granny's.
I remembered it.
Let's be clear.
I've been working on my pilot script the entire time we've been doing this.
Okay.
Boxcast recording.
Send it to me.
Let's keep moving on here while Phil works on his script.
Should we?
Yeah, let's listen to a couple voicemails. All right. So, something about how we get voicemails and our number got out and stuff. Right, Phil? It's like our number or whatever.
Yeah, the DBHQ number was leaked onto the internet, and apparently only really weird people know how to find it.
Yeah.
Did not do it on purpose. Not at all.
Not at all. Didn't.
Did you release the number to DBHQ?
Listen. I don't know how to reach either of you, and I'm very surprised that I'm on this Boxcast.
I haven't seen you in months, man.
I have no idea. I didn't even know where you lived. Phil, I have no idea where you live. Wait, no, I do.
All right, Phil, we got a handful of new messages this week. Should we start going through those?
Yeah,
deals or?
I bet it's good
hopefully
stuff.
Hopefully we have some more development deals.
I bet it's not weird.
It's probably not. All right. Let's
totally start normal here. People.
Hey there. I hear you're taking messages.
We're not technically taking messages.
Not everyone has a voicemail that's open for messages. It means a lot that yours is. I just wanted to tell you that I'm open. I'm open and I'm here. I'm waiting, but I'm not baiting. Because if you're in for dating, then I'm latin. If you know what I'm saying.
That wasn't alliteration, that was rhyming.
I just wanted you to know that when the blows hit the go, I'll make it snow on the globe. And when your lobes hit my flow, then you'll glow like a show.
Is this considered a poetry slam?
I can back it up, too.
Oh.
I can back it up with everything you need for speed and deeds.
I think he's trying to be on Grandma's.
While you bleed the gleaming seed of my needs. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Yes. There is no doubt in my mind.
To be clear.
Definitely.
But listen here. Because fear of beer makes no one near for the clear, sheer beer which is shared. But that's okay. You'll be ready for it one day. And that's what you'll say. Hey? Call me when you're ready.
Well, I think maybe that was an offer. Some kind of proposition.
It was definitely, yeah.
There was certainly something that he wanted you to be involved in.
I don't necessarily think our phone call is open, or our phone number is open for messages, but...
Can I get a transcription of that from someone?
Yeah, I'll type it out. Okay. Not a big deal.
All right.
That is going to be in my mind all day.
Yeah,
I'm a little aroused.
Weirdly aroused after that.
My nipples are rock hard.
Okay, well, so far, voicemail, the new voicemail segment's off to a great start.
Really
so,
working out, guys.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Hey, I was just calling because I'm in next door. What do you call it? The person, neighbor person, and I was just living in the woods by there was a stream full of sludge, and I was just wondering, you know, well, I have all these figurines, and I was just wondering if I could borrow some of the figurines that you had so that some of my figurines would have your figurines to hang out with. I was also interested in maybe purchasing. I was looking at your Destructo Box online store, and it looked like you don't have one.
On that.
So if I might make a few suggestions, I have. Let me just get out my list here. Sorry, I folded it at least 23 times.
What is the magic? All right, now
list number 137 are completely illegible because I wrote them under the influence of Tylenol tablets. I ate all of them. But number 8, I can definitely read. It was more of a sketch, really. So let me just go over this. Do you have, or would it be possible for you to sell a little, it's like a square wooden box, like a box-to-box, but...
Continue. Yes.
Like a
absolutely.
There you go. Can you sell a coffin, but for your bow tie?
Absolutely.
That didn't come out right. I would like novelty gum, possibly with nuts and cheeses, not edible ones, wax nuts and cheeses.
Yes,
peppered throughout the novelty.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense,
together,
actually.
Pack it all together and maybe even wrap it up in greasy newspaper. Some spaceship parts that I found would be legal tender to use. I found them in the woods near where I live by the stream full of sludge. So you can call me back. I'm actually using a disposable cell phone.
That's like the wire.
The easiest way to call me back would just be to dial numbers in the phone book, and you might find mine. Or you can just... Actually, no, the easiest way would just be if you just grab like a piece of bark and then just kind of break it up into letters. And then you can put them on the ground near the stream full of sludge and spaceship parts. And if you put them in the letters and leave a note, I'll be able to see that note. And I'll come knock on your door if I see that. So, you know what? I might just knock on your door anyway if I see anything that looks like letters in the leaves. So, you know what? I'll just be up there in a second. I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Which one
have
of you lives...
people show up at your place?
I haven't seen anybody yet.
Which one of you lives near a stream full of sludge? I know LA makes sense, but there aren't any streams.
Phil? I mean, the Chicago River is not that far from my apartment.
Is that a stream full of sludge?
I'd imagine so.
At one point in time, it certainly was. I think it's
at one point
I think it's less
time?
Sludge than it used to be.
Really?
So yeah, that so far,
no one
this,
yet.
This voicemail's definitely bringing out the creepers.
That guy sounds like a dude that is near my house. So
weird.
You think
he knew you were going to be on the...
So weird. He sounds like a dude that... He almost sounds like a dude that I used to live with, or may still.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
You live with like a creepy old guy that plays with figurines?
I can't say that I don't.
So, Phil, I want to start...
I don't.
I want to start making figurines.
Didn't you?
Oh, I actually
didn't
have
you
a couple.
Make them?
I have a couple prototypes, but those aren't real. We gotta,
they are real because they exist
they're
in
not
reality.
The ones I would sell in the package.
But would you?
No, I would not.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, it sounds like there's a market for them.
Yeah, this guy is going to buy all of them at least.
Absolutely.
Also, coffins for bow ties.
With like spaceship parts or something, right?
I think so, yeah.
He had spaceship parts.
Oh, he doesn't need any.
No, he doesn't need them. He has them.
Oh.
So maybe
well,
we
I thought that
some.
Was the tender he was offering up.
Yeah, that was the. Yeah, so we'll get them. You'll get them. I'm not involved.
Yeah, this is not part of the agreement that we signed in purchasing all of your characters.
Well, I'm just saying,
no merchandising
if you, listen,
ties.
I'm just saying, if you want to send maybe a space antenna my way, I would not be upset.
We got
space toilet,
space parts. We got one more message here. Let's see what we got.
Hello, I'm aware that you're recording at the Spectral Boxcast, so I just wanted to call in and be the first caller to actually call during the recording and see if you would interact with it.
People call all the time.
That's actually very true.
Prove me wrong, the Spectral Boxcast.
The fact that it's a voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
By one, holding up a newspaper with today's date on it, and then reading it aloud. Randomly flip to the third page and read aloud whatever's on it.
Or Chicago.
Try to find the clues that I have included in the newspaper article that lead to a series of treasures and also to the kidnapped victim. Yes, I have kidnapped your loved ones. And they are currently being held hostage. Also, I can prove that you don't answer phone calls on your broadcast. That's neither here nor there. Moving on. 3, I would like for you to prepare a meal based on a recipe that I've hidden somewhere on the Google searches. You Google search recipes for chicken parmigiana, and one of them is mine. Try to guess which
that's
one.
Not a lot of
2,820,000 results.
Not a lot to work with.
Your loved one
not
that I'm holding hostage for this broadcast. If you can achieve all 3 of these challenges, then you will sufficiently prove to me that you care about your fan base and that you are interested in actually hearing what they had to say on the phone calls. Thank you, and time is ticking. Tick, tick, tick. Boy, I love you.
We're in or out or fast asleep, so leave a message after the beep.
I can't imagine who he would have hostage for me.
So I'm kind of confused about the point. He's we get calls on the show all the time. Is he just saying that we don't actually get calls while we're recording? Because the last couple episodes, people have been calling like crazy.
A lot of people. A lot of people call.
Yeah, people call during the recording, and then when they call while we're not recording, they leave voicemails.
Oh.
So did he call while we weren't recording?
We must have been setting up, because we usually get the phone calls when people call in during the show.
We have been. The last... Oh, see? Conveniently.
Well, last call?
That's weird. Like, just right when we were talking about that.
They're like, I'll get it. I'll put it on speaker for everybody.
Oh, great.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, hey, I was just wanting to call, follow up with the shower for the boys. I just wanted to say I had a really great time, and I also just wanted to show that you guys actually get phone calls while you're on your podcast.
What? Well, I don't know what podcast you're talking about, but as far as your experience with our shower house, we would love it if you left a Yelp review.
Do you own one?
What's the name of the shower house? I'm having trouble finding it on Yelp.
It's Backdoor Beauties Shower House for boys.
With the boys, right, okay.
For boys.
I see it's $2 signs, but I gotta say, I thought
we only,
it's little...
4 boys. Only there are only 4 boys here. We only have 4. I mean, we're hoping to expand, but...
Is it a dollar sign per boy?
It is a dollar sign per boy.
Okay, I just want to... say, I thought it felt a little pricey. I mean, while I got you on the phone, I can leave this all in the Yelp review, but I thought it felt more like $3 signs instead of 2.
The point is that you were with boys?
Who is that?
Kyle,
he's
an intern at the shower house. He doesn't really know what he's talking about yet.
I don't even know that you own a shower. You both, like, Destructobox does, or...
Look, we have to pay the bills somehow.
No, I understand. You have to supplement what...
Supplement our income.
Hey, guys,
all right?
Do you have one of those weird telephone lines where you can pick up multiple callers on one
side? No. It's our intern. We're trying to expand. We'd like to add a 5th boy to the mix.
Is it?
And we just don't know.
I am obviously a man.
He's not the boy yet. He could be the boy.
I don't see what the issue is.
I would like to book an appointment with the boisterous boy, Kyle.
You cannot Book me,
Kyle,
sir.
I don't understand. We can have him describe himself to you.
I didn't even know that you had a house.
It's very clean. It's a shower house.
Very attractive.
Where does he fall on the girth chart? Is that on the lower end?
He kind of straddles the line. So he's got the best of both. You know,
Phil,
there's some cushion
never,
there for pushing, and then there's also some
girth
lean meat
information
for tender nibbling.
I have
put me down for an appointment with the Kyle boy.
I am not even. All right.
You want your regular Tuesday slot?
I work on Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. All right.
I'm writing you down.
I am actually free Tuesday evening. Wait, stop! I am not doing this.
Kyle, you're free? Okay,
no,
good.
I
got it marked in the calendar.
But I don't want to come.
So we're good on the books?
Yeah, you are down for Tuesday evening.
I'm not.
And I look forward to your Yelp review.
All right, you got a long time customer here.
I don't even understand. Right.
Thank you very much, sir. Right,
thank you.
Please, stop. What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Look, Kyle, look, just a joke.
I have to work. It's
but,
not a joke.
But please
it's
stop funny. By on Tuesday.
Okay, hey, guys, I was in the bathroom. What's going on?
Kyle's going to come and hang out at your place on Tuesday night.
My place?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one shower here.
That's neither here nor there. It's the beginnings of a business. We're
How
waiting on the
possibly
loans to come
clean
through.
That
Oh, is Kyle coming to intern for the shower room?
Yeah, you know, well,
How
you,
is
know
that
got, you know that customer we had last the other week. He
oh yeah, that guy was nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh,
he's
going
to leave us positive feedback on Yelp. I'm feeling at least a 4-star. I'm hoping for 5.
Yeah, Kyle, he tips really well.
Good, great.
I mean that in money and in other ways.
Here. I will have to.
But
work
no,
late.
Unrelated, Kyle. I think that you should come hang out on Tuesday.
Kyle, you want to hang out on Tuesday?
I know.
Like the rest of this is totally a joke. But no, you should come and hang out on Tuesday.
You won't even be here. Phil,
I mean, look, I can manage my business from across the country.
Can you?
Really
right?
good
I
like
read
that,
the
yeah.
4-hour work week. I know how it works.
We talk all the time.
What
We're
are you
very
doing?
Connected together.
What are you doing on Tuesday?
I don't know.
Are there supposed?
No, what? We're fine. All right, we're good. Okay.
What are you doing? I'm not coming.
Yeah, you will be.
Good. He's great.
They pay for that.
Oh. All right. Oh shit, children.
So, all right,
boom.
So, do we answer any of that guy's questions? Phil, did you find the chicken parmesan?
Not a one. Didn't do it.
I don't have a newspaper. I do have a copy of the Devastator.
I feel
That's
like there
Devastators.
Should,
the Devastator.
You should have specified the newspaper because the man could be in fucking Albuquerque.
I am sorting through these.
Of us get that.
These millions of
chicken
parmesan recipes.
See, now I'm down with that. We could probably try a couple of those, and I am not. I'm not offended.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
I'm starving. There is so much whiskey in my belly and not enough food.
We should wrap this up soon.
Is that obvious? Is that obvious?
All right.
Has anyone noticed that I've been throwing up in my mouth the whole time?
I mean, I haven't seen my wife for a while. Philip,
she's dead.
Is yours around?
They're dead.
I'm hearing rustling about the apartment.
So she must be fine. maybe he was talking about my wife. I think she's on her way home. We'll see.
They could be talking about my girlfriend. Fuck you guys.
That's totally real and not made up.
Fuck you, Phil.
Kyle, do you call the police often and just tell them that your girlfriend is missing?
Where's my girlfriend? Hello?
Yeah, right, Kyle. We know it's you.
Fuck you, you dick. You have a cat. Be sad with it in your bed. I will. I'll watch all of the Doctor... Free clinic Doctor Who's.
That's the worst
cat.
Show ever. All right. Let's keep moving along here. Let's go.
Space herpes is horrendous.
Yes. Let's open the mailbox.
Hey, Joey, just before we do this, I just want you to know I bought some WD-40 and everything should be sounding great.
Oh, okay. Great.
What does that mean?
All right.
What does that mean?
Just show up on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm not coming.
Hey, how about that mailbox?
Yes, you will be. Mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
All right. On the mailbox this week, we got a handful of new questions and a couple that I think we answered last episode, but Whiskey Joey was too intense by that point for the answers to make any sense.
I can see that.
They were pretty intense answers.
I think at some points he was answered multiple times, multiple intense answers of the same question.
For 10,
it was a lot of shouting and crying. And then
shouting and crying and laughing.
Then I guess you're going to have to cut down this boxcast as well. Yeah. Because there's been a lot of that.
Yeah. All right.
Mostly shouting.
First up on the mailbox, we got our buddy Mark Gadosh.
Mark Gadosh!
Mark is one of the good ones.
He's one Gadosh. Of those good kids. Hey, Joey, Phil, and anyone currently in their captivity.
That's me.
Is Kyle this week.
Obviously, and we'll be intern.
On Tuesday as well.
Please don't.
To Joey and Phil, do you guys watch any other internet cartoons besides the ones on Mondo Media? Absolutely. Particularly, do you like any artists on Newgrounds, your starting site?
Not a fan.
Kyle's not a fan?
Anyone else.
Kyle's not a fan. We love other cartoons that aren't ours because most of them are better.
That's very true.
Come on.
Quick list off the top of my head. Stamper on Newgrounds has some of the better ones. Rebecca and the puppet Kame and Poison one. Lazy Muffin and Hot Diggity Demon. That's Yotam Peril and Max Gilardi. Yotam is fantastic. Definitely one of my favorite artists right now. And if you search for Railroad Times on YouTube, and it's three episodes, and you
should probably watch anything Justin Roiland.
Anything Justin Roiland makes.
Grab
Mr. Sprinkles.
Mr. Sprinkles from Acceptable TV is awesome as well.
That's very funny.
So yeah, we tend to dig around Newgrounds a lot. We kind of go through spurts when we're interacting with that community and posting on there. But there are, I think that covers my list of my top favorites right now. There's of course I could go on forever, but Phil, do you have anyone else, sir?
And I mean, most of my Newgrounds exposure comes when Joey gets really super excited, and it's just like, many a night was spent rewatching.
Yes,
the classics.
Rebecca.
I don't know how many times I've seen Rebecca.
Let's get real. Rebecca is our standard of whether or not anyone can even talk to us.
That's right.
And if you can't sit through Rebecca, then you could never do a boxcast or ever talk to us in real life because it's
in lieu of the opening prayer at Thanksgiving dinner, Joey just shows Rebecca.
That's true.
I wish that wasn't the true.
Yeah. That is Rebecca is actually a Stamper's dedication to sick animation, which is also another,
which we also love
another favorite of ours. Oh, yeah. Red Diamond Dragon Club, I think, is one of my favorite cartoons ever.
Nutcrust.
So, all right, let's continue along to Joey and Phil. If you could make any kind of DB merchandise, what would you make? It doesn't matter if people would buy it, just something you would want with your logos on
it. It's obviously figurines, guys.
It's got to be figurines.
Figurines, USB parts. Drives.
The USB drives, which on our Mondo comments, we found that our characters are USB drives now.
They
which
are?
Now I can't unsee. Yeah, here, let me...
No. I thought you meant that someone actually made them as one?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. We want to. This is our wish list, Kyle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let us dream a little bit.
Can't talk.
I would buy anything if we could put our name on it, but the specific stuff. I'd like to do a DVD soon.
Specifically your names?
Later. Just the DestructoBox name.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, t-shirts of all sorts of inside jokes.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just
temporary
have one
tattoos.
Of, have one just of Phil's nipples. T-shirt of Phil's nipples.
Non-temporary tattoos.
Non-temporary tattoos. We're going to open up a tattoo shop that's dedicated to, very definitively to DestructoBox references.
Yeah, that's all we do.
That's it.
That's going to be in the other bathroom.
You say it's a henna tattoo shop.
Cartoons are a gateway into the tattoo industry.
Right.
That's why I'm using them for. It's my tattoo parlor. Launching pad.
Your tattoo / bathhouse parlor.
What are you talking about? Tuesday.
Tuesday, Kyle.
I will not be there.
All right, next question to Joey. DB Joey, where did you meet DB Phil?
That's, you can't ask characters.
That doesn't I mean, they're not here right now, but I...
No?
Phil, I don't know if we've ever really... Are we saving that sort of origin for...
Oh, there will be origin stories.
Well, what about your father, Phil?
Phil, your father's back.
Carl!
Hey, Dad.
How are you? Remember how you and Joey met
on a ferry? I do remember how we met.
It was on a ferry.
Dad,
it was a raft of gay people.
Phil, your dad's drunk.
He's always drunk. I love him.
Is that why your parents are divorced?
You don't know. Don't talk about that. His mother is a complete shit.
That's true.
What a shit.
Hey, Phil, it's your mother. My name is Jessalina. Jessica. What are you doing here, Carl? Leave our boy alone.
Jessica, you whore. Get out of here.
I love my family.
Hello, Phil. Don't let Phil, him talk to you.
You must tell me right now, who is your favorite parent?
My favorite parent is the Christmas tree.
Oh.
The boy's retarded, I told you. That's why we broke up.
Because our boy was retarded.
He's fucking retarded, and it's your fault.
Right.
With your disgusting wound. I'm gonna
go have sex with a sandwich.
Call back.
All right, so Mark, origin stories to come. I think we've loosely referenced to them being friends in school, but stay tuned to season two.
We're pitching DestructoBox kids to Mondo next week. So.
DB babies.
With their parents involved. DB
babies. Hey, you read the terms on your contract. You know what's going on.
All right, to DB Phil. How did you get so handsome? And did that sandwich ever try to call you back?
Well, I think we know it's certainly not from my parents.
Yeah, those people sound awful.
They are very unattractive.
I will say that.
So it's a strict regimen of hair combing and shower housing.
On Tuesday.
Sounds like a good childhood. Only on Tuesday.
When Kyle's there.
I will not be there.
Phil, do you know if the sandwich ever called DB Phil back?
I think he ate it after he sexed it up.
Great. That's awful.
That is unique taste.
I mean, don't you ever get hungry after sex?
Not after I've came in it.
So you've never put your mouth where your penis has been?
I'll be honest. I have never... No.
Okay, let's pump the brakes.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I am a giving lover, so obviously, yes.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, so...
I just wanted to prove my point. I don't want to...
All the b-holes. So, if you look at Beard Ghost, the episode, check out Phil's floor while he's sleeping when Joey busts in. I think that may have some insights onto what happened with the sandwich.
Excuse me?
Yeah. What? Yes. We're all about subtlety.
Easter eggs.
I don't think anyone ever noticed that one.
You are making your show completely
to Alex
unaccessible.
Do you need any background vocals for your songs?
You have to travel down to the cage in his basement and move them.
That sounds very good, Alex.
What's that?
I don't know. I was just replying.
Are we supposed to get Alex to respond to that?
I tried to do that last episode, having Alex call in. It just sounded like a drunk, crazy person calling in, so I'm not going to do that.
Was that him?
Nope, it was me.
Well done.
So, yeah. Alex, any background vocals? Alex tends to background vocal himself.
And it sounds great.
It's like having a chorus of 20 Alexes.
He needs the opposite of a prepubescent boy backing him up.
I mean, if Mark is musically inclined, I'd love to hear a cover of the DestructoBox theme.
I think that's a good idea. At least test him out.
Yeah, that'll be your audition tape. Mark, do a cover of the DestructoBox theme, and we'll submit it to Alex.
Let's do this, Gidoosh.
Gidoosh. All right, yeah. All right, next question, which I think this was an unanswered one we accidentally left out from episode 6, from Eleuterio Ramirez. Do you guys listen to other podcasts? If so, which?
Absolutely.
We listen to many.
Who doesn't?
That's pretty much all I listen to these days.
I'm a big fan of the whole Earwolf catalog, for the most part.
Phil, I know, is a very big
Earwolf. Yeah, I know Phil loves the Earwolf catalog.
I'm big on Earwolf. The Who Charted Kyle Kinane episode this last week was probably in my top 5 podcast episodes of all
time.
Kyle
Kinane is great.
I would highly recommend the How Did This Get Made with Patton Oswalt and the director of Punisher Warzone. That was probably the best thing I've listened to in a while. I'll be honest.
I haven't listened to a whole lot of Earwolf stuff lately.
Really?
I listen to lots of Giant Bombcast, video game news.
Good stuff.
Yep, that's how I know everything about every video game that I've never played. But I get to sound like I know.
But you don't know.
Also, My Brother, My Brother and Me, which is a Max Fun podcast. It's three brothers answering questions. It's a lot of fun. I think it's the only podcast my wife actually listens to as well.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. Kim and I both listen to MBMBAM.
What about Grandma's Virginity?
That's just a favorite of
everyone. But if you listen to that, then you'll start to realize where most of the stuff from this show comes from.
Yeah, totally cribbing off of that. But that's a great show. It's Justin Roiland, who we've mentioned earlier from Channel 101.
The Nerdist has added a couple good shows.
Yeah, that's true too. They've expanded theirs into like kind of.
I didn't know that was a thing. The Nerdist industry stuff.
Yeah, they have a shit ton of stuff.
Making it with Ricky Lindholm, who's half of Garfunkel & Oates. I've actually really enjoyed most of those. You made it weird with Pete Holmes.
Oh, really?
The Chelsea Peretti episode of that is pretty great.
What's the point of the making it weird one?
More just like them kind of talking about their relationship, like Pete Holmes, you know, friendship with them. And it gets awkward at times, but
I can see that.
It's enjoyable.
Speaking of that, Chelsea Peretti wrote my favorite cold open to this season of Parks and Rec like last week. It was hilarious.
I think I'm 5 episodes behind on that.
It was great. It was like 45 seconds and one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
So, Eleuterio, to answer your question, lots of podcasts.
Deal with it.
Lots and lots of podcasts. All right. Moving along from Nick Menke, also known as SilverWolf113. I've been thinking that I want to be a voice actor. My friends say I'm good at it, and I think it'd be a pretty cool job. How would I go about doing this? Seeing as you yourselves are in fact voice actors, and so is the almighty Bear Warrior Chad, in my opinion, you have some of the best voice work and voice actors on any Flash I've seen. I also write as a hobby, and you keep me inspired with that as well. Keep up the amazing work, guys.
Well, that was really positive.
That was a very nice email.
Should we break the kid's heart?
About us not being voice actors?
That one? I mean, I'm a voice actor.
I mean, technically, we have IMDb credits, but
I put it on my resume, but I don't think anybody actually...
Did you?
No.
You should. Fuck it.
Professional voice actor.
Might as well.
I'm still going to do that that alarm clock.
Right.
I need to make that ringtone.
Yeah, you do. So, Nick, just keep recording. I think Phil and I at least have noticed our stuff getting better the more we do it, which sounds like a super generic piece of advice.
I get worse.
But, Kyle, on the other hand,
significantly worse.
Don't do anything that Kyle does.
Yeah.
If you could take this entire podcast as an example of things to not do, I think that'd be wise.
So, I know on Newgrounds, people record voice demo reels and then post them in the audio portal.
Terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
People it's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, people are looking for voice demo extra voice actors there all the time, and a lot of animators don't want to do their own voices.
Also,
it kind of helps distance themselves from being more objective with the performances and everything. So record yourself doing either impressions, what's the word?
Performances.
No. Preferably.
There you go.
Preferably not impressions, I guess.
But, just your voice. Just your normal voice.
Come up with some shitty characters and then pitch them on a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It says that you write, so you can, you know, that's one of the big hurdles is just writing some of your own
material.
That's
important. Power through. Power through, even if you think it's shitty. Write the shittiest things ever.
Not all animators are narcissists like us, where they name the main characters after themselves and voice the main characters.
Yeah, I had an issue with that when you guys first brought that up.
It's just because we really liked home movies.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, we also voiced the Kyle character that is yet to come out.
Yeah, which I don't approve of.
We split the time. Kyle's voice changes drastically from scene to scene.
We switch every other word just so, yeah.
I just don't even get... It sounds awful.
So, awful. Nick, just keep recording. Get a good mic. I think you can probably get a pretty decent mic for... I don't know, $30 at this point.
Fucking Guitar Center. You could get something decent.
And start posting your stuff. Getting into shows. Thank you for the nice email. That's really cool. This last email is from Sam Person.
That sounds familiar.
That sounds really generic.
Do the other characters feel sad because Joey is obviously better than them? I've also heard he is great in bed. Confirm or deny? And Sam...
Deny.
I can definitely say that you are... absolutely a real person, and yes,
It is a shame that all the other characters are not nearly as good as the Joey character.
That must be really upsetting
for
them.
He is super great in bed, and...
yeah, right.
Let me just tell you, he's great. I have hours of animated extra things that we've
cut... How many babies has
from
he made?
We've cut from the episodes of all the super sweet sex stuff Joey knows how to do that we just was like, you know, we don't want to put this pressure on the rest of the show. Don't want to make, you know, other characters feel inadequate.
You know he's fake, right?
Don't want to make, you know, everyone think thing. That Joey is all about the sex. He's got the intelligence as well. So he is definitely, I will answer your question, Mr. Person, with he is
yes
the best character.
Continue.
And yes, people are sad about it. But also, yes, they are all professionals, and they know how to deal with it. Right, Phil?
Are you done?
Huh?
That one. You done?
I was just answering the
Sam Person, huh?
Sam Person.
Sam Person.
He's a real guy.
Not all the same person as the person talking.
I am ashamed that you've abused the name of Sam Person in this way.
I don't understand why you did this.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I'm sad because we had a bond and it's broken.
My dick's crying.
All right, well,
that's a different
Kyle problem. Suffers from weeping penis.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like something the doctor would take care of.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
Uh-oh.
That's a dog.
Someone just
Franklin
died
is making
behind
his
you.
Cameo.
Excellent. All right, good.
That's Phil Dog. Also that known is. As Joey 2.
Well, no, since he's been neutered and no longer gets erections. He does not Joey 2.
Oh, I forgot. His erection was called Joey 2.
Oh, good for him.
Like, this is nice. Joey 2's coming out to say hi.
Well, basically, I miss Joey so much that I would just talk to my dog's penis as if it were Joey.
That makes a lot of sense.
We look very similar.
Just super red.
Yeah, Joey's always just like so red and sweaty.
Red man wins. Every day is Red Man Wednesday with Joey.
I do have really red cheeks all the time.
Me
it's not
too.
My fault I'm wet everywhere.
It's very sweaty.
Can't help it, I'm drunk.
So if you want to email us for the BoxCast and get your question on, it is boxcast@destructobox.com. Just thought I should throw that out there.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah, segue from the dog penis talk.
All right, we'll touch back on the dog penis again next episode.
That's a running theme.
Oh,
I think
thank
this
God.
Is a pretty successful episode.
Of was it
the BoxCast? I do.
I got I had a good time.
Got a
I mostly
characters.
Apologize, but that's just me.
Kyle, thank you for coming on.
It was my pleasure.
For the BoxCast. Thank you for talking face to face with me for an hour.
I think this is the first time that we've done that in years.
It's been a while. Phil, thank you for doing whatever it is you do in Chicago.
Do I get to plug things?
Kyle, do you
have things to plug?
You have plug stuff? Go.
Hey, everyone. If you want to follow me on Twitter,
I got
which
that.
Is an awful idea. Are you doing that?
I got that at the end.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we're giving you a shout out.
I was gonna plug some nonstop, too, but that's just me.
Oh, okay, do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, if anyone has not checked it out, a significant number of the people that do awful voices for DestructoBox write a lovely humor blog called nonstopkarate.com. Joey wrote for it. I write for it. Chad, the bear warrior, writes for it. Nick, the goat, of course. And Matt, a.k.a. Damascus from Time Battles.
A.k.a. Anka. A.k.a. Anka.
A.k.a. Anka. I forgot about that.
A.k.a. Sean Connery Lincoln.
And Sean Connery
But Lincoln. We write a very lovely humor / very nerdy blog that can be found at www.nonstopkarate.com if you are interested in bullshit of that nature.
Sounds like Matt does more bit parts than Kyle.
Those aren't bit parts. Those are actual characters with names.
Yeah,
mine don't even
have
names. Mine are generic.
Okay. Does Chad also write for there?
Chad does, yes. Yeah. Bear Warrior does write for that.
I need to write another article. I think it's been about 9 months since I've written anything for
it's
that.
Probably good. You could probably do that. We're open.
I'll draw something.
I wrote some things.
All right. Well, Kyle, thanks for coming on. Phil?
It was my pleasure.
Thank you for Skyping in from Chicago.
As always.
This has been BoxCast number 7.
titled something that we talked about earlier that I can't remember.
Funny stuff.
Reference.
You can find our videos at youtube.com/mondomedia. There's a button at the top that says DestructoBox that has a playlist of all our episodes. Be sure to click the thumbs up on that list because I guess it does something.
That's sexy.
Check out facebook.com/DestructoBox. We post on there often and reply to fans as much as we can. Check out Twitter at DestructoBox, at BoxJoey, at BoxPhil for the characters, at Jay Reinisch, that is me, J-R-E-I-N-I-S-C-H, at Phil McLaughlin, that's P-H-I-L-M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, and at K-A McVeigh, C-A-M-C-V-E-Y.
Lots of boner jokes there, guys.
Lots of Twitter stuff.
If you lots need of boners.
To follow six more things, do that. You can also get links to most of this stuff at destructobox.com. Be sure to rate and review the podcast. I've heard that's important. Judging from the way that all other podcasts ask people to do that, we should let's start asking people to do that.
Yeah, leave some iTunes reviews, rate. Feedback. Maybe we'll start reading some of that stuff on the air.
Yeah.
It surprisingly seems mostly positive.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mostly.
All right, thank
usually
you.
The people that actually come out are always complaining.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite. I feel like on iTunes, I don't really care.
It's because there's only 24 reviews on iTunes right now.
Well, it's better than zero.
That's true. Most of them were my relatives.
It's better than zero.
Thanks, family.
At least you have a family.
What are you talking about?
And on that note,
shut up, Dad.
This has been BoxCast.
What day is it?
Number 7. Thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kyle, what do you think about the after party?
This is nice. This is good stuff.
Turn the lights down a little bit.
I wish there were more than just us here.
We are 2 feet from each other's faces.
We are the closest we have been.
Since yesterday.
Mostly yesterday, yes. When we were in each other's arms.
All right, so for the after party bonus for episode 7, we thought we'd do a little Kyle-specific bonus.
It's a Kyle party.
This has a little bit of a backstory to it. Back when Kyle and I first started hanging out.
Literally the first time.
Literally the first time. He
near that, just the first time.
He started. He came to a friend's house with me, and we recorded a video just messing with a camera. So
that sounds... Anyway.
Hang on.
I'm hot.
we were just messing with a digital camera. Oh,
sure,
sorry. We were just messing with a digital camera.
A lot of friends.
And yeah. I was at the same time learning Final Cut and Premiere. And the only video I had on my computer was this video of Kyle. So keep in mind, I didn't even know Kyle enough to have his phone number at this point.
Nope.
But I remixed a video of Kyle and set it to some techno. And then sent it to him. It is called Can You Feel the Kyle? With music from Basement Jacks. If you go to destructobox.com/feel the Kyle, there will be a link for you to go watch Can You Feel the Kyle? With the password of D-Box. D-B-O-X. All lowercase.
I think that it's fair to say this is a life lesson. If you want to impress someone and make them a lifelong friend, you should definitely record them the first time you meet.
Make fan videos of them.
Make fan videos before they really know who you are.
Yeah.
They're like heavy bass house music.
I was in Joey's wedding. It works. Do it.
So, ringing endorsement. DestructoBox.com/feel the Kyle.
I'll be honest, I never thought this would be released to a public.
Password DBOX. This is episode 7. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Tuesday, Kyle.
Be sure to be there on Tuesday.
Be there on the Tuesday.